Supernaturals. Hey, is your host Beverly Hines. I am also the founder and CEO of HairScripts, the platform that is connecting you to trichologists, dermatologists, hair restoration specialists, hairstylists, everybody who can help you release your inner baddie, honey. Just give you the support that you need during this hair loss process. Whatever you're going through, we are here to hold your hand and support you. I'm super excited about today's guest. We have Chelsea Mitchell. She is a trichologist. She is a YouTuber. She is dope, okay? She is all that. And what I love about her is that she's a hair replacement specialist. Now, I know the title is about retention and how to grow past your plateau, and we will talk about that because we said we would, and we don't want to be liars up in here, okay? But for a second, I do want to show love to my women who are dealing with scarring alopecia, meaning, you know, they're bald, you know, and it's more permanent, right? Meaning that they can't grow hair. I want to deal with women who I want to talk to women who's dealing with cancer. I want to talk to women who's dealing with just, you know, they're embracing the skin that they're in. And I want to show them that there's options for them to release their inner baddie. So that's what Chelsea Mitchell is going to talk about. And then we're going to talk about retention stuff. But before we do all of that, right, it seems like it's a tall order. But before we go into all of that, please talk about yourself. Tell us about how you got to this point, your years of experience, where we could find you. And then we're going to jump in.
Okay, well, my name is Chelsea. I'm located in the D.C. metro area. I first started doing hair pretty much since I probably was like 12 or 13 years old. I was your neighborhood braider. I did a lot of braids. I even worked in an African hair gallery, was trained by them. I worked in Caucasian salons, got licensed when I was 17 and a half. And after that, I just been doing my thing. I did hair in college in the dorms. I've worked almost at all types of salons, from the kind of upscale salons to right down in the hood. Okay. So I'm very experienced. I pretty much started off doing braids, but then I changed into hair weaving because the braiding was very arduous. You could only take so many clients per day. And actually my fingers began to start to get a lot of calluses on it. So I had to get out of that. And I guess it kind of was just a calling, because people really enjoyed the way that I did my weaving, especially for the hair loss. So I really started to build a reputation. All the salons that I worked at, everyone said that I was the best hair weaver there. So I really just got a lot of recognition for that. And then the hair loss, it pretty much just came to me. I found out that a lot of women that suffer from hair loss need some type of hair replacement. Then actually years back, I had went through some type of health issue after I did like the detox. I think it took everything. It tried to take everything.
Everything, including your hair. Ciao.
Yeah. So pretty much with the detox, I had become sensitive to almost everything. My body was starting to react to everything. Wow. So what I had to do was to formulate some products that I could actually use. And I really started to get coming to the understanding of holistic products, eco-friendly products, how important that is to have that in our daily, day-to-day walk of life. So I started to understand how important how to avoid toxic chemicals and to keep your toxic load low. So I had begun creating products, even though I have been doing remedies probably for like, since to this date, probably like 13 years for my clients that would come to the shop, because sometimes they would give me stuff that the dermatologist would give me, but I did not really approve of, because I really always have been somebody that was kind of more natural. So I created a lot of different things for my clients, like if they have seborrheic dermatitis. I've eventually started selling more of it during the pandemic. And the product line is still, we're working on some of our packaging, but we still have some products that we're going to start distributing, in a greater way. So then I did that. And then later on, I had told all my clients, I'm tired of y'all having me work at the shop to 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. So I had decided that I was going to move more into the trichology realm. So that I could do less work. And I was a lot of my clients, some of them just still don't like it, but oh well.
You know, really quickly, I just want to highlight how a lot of things don't happen to us. They happen for us, right? And you can feel like it's the worst thing that ever happened to you, but then God turns around and uses it for your purpose, i.e. me, I started losing my hair and I had full hair down my back, you know, long hair, Afro-Latino, all that. Never had to worry about nothing. Just, you know, when they say when you got hair, you can't do it. That was me, right? I didn't know how to do my hair, but I just had it, right? And then life happened, right? I started aging, you know, life happened, stress and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I started losing my hair. And then I was diagnosed with female pattern hair loss, AKA female pattern baldness. And so this whole thing came from that, because I was like, I can't be the only one. I just can't. And I couldn't find anyone who would open up, but here we are. But enough about me. Now, I love that you said you kind of transitioned over to hair replacement, being a hair replacement specialist. Now, I want you to kind of really specify what you mean by hair replacement specialist and who do you specifically treat?
A hair replacement specialist pretty much is a fancy word for a individual who focuses on medically induced alopecia installs and cranial prosthesis. They're able to, you know, that's their specialty. And there are some people who be trying to do my job, but you can't. Okay. they want to come up in this world of of hair replacement, but you got to get your training on, okay? But yeah, so pretty much with the hair replacement, it's just pretty much just like a niche, just like any other type of specialty or anything that's out there special, like for, you know, like the different doctors. So pretty much that's my specialty in the cosmetology world. Is installing hair replacements, focusing on women who have alopecia. They can be installed, they can be taken on and off. They could be, for the more high expensive ones, made especially for you, fitted for you. So it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of different types of hair replacement services.
Now, Chelsea, what's the difference between installing, you know, hair extensions or a wig or weave on someone who is balding or who has, you know, scarring alopecia versus someone who has hair on their head? What's the difference?
Well, I guess I've been doing it so long. I kind of, you know, to me, it just seemed like it comes natural as far as it's not necessarily a difference, but there is, because I've seen some of my clients who didn't want to pay the hair replacement price. They went to another stylist who just was a regular stylist and they weren't able to do it. The main thing is creating a strong base for the client to adhere the piece to. Because you don't want your head to be rocking, your wig to be rocking to the left and to the right. That's the biggest thing, having some type of support system underneath and making sure that it fits. You know, it really is kind of melting or kind of carving out to the actual individual's head. So it's kind of laying pretty flat to the head.
Now, I don't expect you to give away your secrets because that's what makes you.
Look, I got plenty. I'll be okay.
Right. But my question is, you know, how long, you know, after an install can someone keep that install in their head who doesn't have the hair underneath their head to hold it up? So can it last a week, 2 weeks? How long in between installs?
Well, number one, with installation is always maintenance required. And that's sometimes when people, you know, because they pay so much money up front, sometimes they do not the fact they have to go and get the maintenance. But in most cases, the maintenance is required because the glue starts to gum. Now, luckily, the glue that I use, most of my people can get 4 to 6 weeks out of their, you know, from their wares. So that's the main thing. It really has to do with, and it really depends also because each adhesive is different. The pH has a lot. Each individual has their own natural pH. So sometimes if a glue does not work for you, that does not mean that lace wigs don't work. It's just that you need to find the correct adhesive for your pH.
That is the first time. Are you guys listening? It dropped here, okay? Not all glues are one created equal, but not all glue fits every head because pH determines the sticky and tackiness of a glue. I'm so glad you dropped that here on Supernaturals, okay? Because I didn't personally know that. I just feel like if it just lift up for me in 2 days, it just lifts the, I'm not doing something correctly. Right.
Yeah, that could mean that, especially I find women that have oily skin or they are excessive sweaters. Like I've had some clients that most of my people, I would say probably 90% of the people that wear one of my adhesives, they last about 4 to 6 weeks. But now I would say for the turn up girls, like to drop, you know, maybe they might be going out that night. messing around. You know, I don't know who they messing with. Maybe every other night they got somebody else, or they getting their freak on every day, okay? Several times a day.
Right. So for those
they might need a really highly resistant, because I've had some of them chicks come to me and they'd be like, my wig lifting.
It's getting
right. I did a wonderful job. You need to change your lifestyle or get you some new wig.
Well, you know, you can't tell us baddies. You can't tell us baddies not to have a good time, honey.
When that lace wig is coming up, that ain't gonna be no good time when you up in that club. You wake up out of bed, that wig is coming up off your head.
Right. Well, let me ask, for women with scarring alopecia, is it a mixture? And I know it's different for every head, right? But is it usually a mixture of a wig and extensions, or is it just a full wig for their head?
Generally, it's a full wig, or depending on the severity of it, they can also get an installation as well, meaning that it's used, we're sewing it in. So we can pretty much sew it in. There are also some different systems out there. Shout out, I know I don't always shout this individual out, but she has her own system. She's out in Los Angeles, and it's the Buddy system. A lot of women love that hair system, and a lot of stylists use that. It is excellent. It helps to undergird the weave underneath, especially for those individuals who are suffering from a lot of hair loss. So yeah,
that's a good thing. So there's different systems, there's different strategies and tricks to do this. It's not just something on your head and make and that's it. And I think that's the misconception, especially for people like me who knows absolutely nothing about extensions and wigs. I just, you know, if it's a birthday, it's a once a year kind of thing for me, right? But I just feel like because we speak to the hair loss community, we cannot forget about our scarring alopecia women who also needs an alternative, right? If they can't regrow hair, they can't regrow hair, but that doesn't mean you can't be bad, right?
Another thing with the scarring alopecia, a lot of people have been misdiagnosed, because I've had some women that come to my trichology clinic. I'm actually able to regrow a lot of people here who quote unquote was said that it was scarred. There are different theories behind that. Actually, I had a client in particular who went to some of the best dermatologists in the DC metro area. And one in particular, I'm trying to think his name.
Don't drop names.
No, I mean, he was a good one. Don't drop the good one.
Okay.
No, I wasn't going to be throwing no public shade. I ain't trying to get sued. This individual, Frisbee, he believes that, I think he used certain, I don't always agree with all of them, but he believes that with certain solutions, you'll be able to break down the buildup on the scalp and then the hair can come through. So, I always believe that internally without a doctor telling me, but this individual, he's probably been practicing for over 30 to 40 years.
Right.
And he believes that is true. So, I believe Grandpa. Okay.
So let me ask you this question. I mean, I just want you to spill a little tea for our listeners. Like, what are some things that they can do to detox their scalp so that if they're having trouble growing hair, they're like, I did everything. People said oils, people said this, that, and none of that's working. And you're like, no, we can awaken those sleepy follicles. By the way, our next interview is exactly about that. So stay tuned. But anyway, what are some strategies that people can do to start to detox the clogification? Okay, new word, to get that hair to grow.
Well, generally in trichology, that's what we focus on. If you go to your local trichologist in the area, they will be using different serums. It's called scalp exfoliation, the method that you're talking about. So they put that on their scalp, and they generally may use a cotton swab or something like that, and they go and pretty much put it throughout the scalp. They let that solution sit on for like 15 to 25 minutes, and then that helps to unclog it. Most of these things on the market, I mean, I also like to use apple cider vinegar. I think that's something natural at home, but ultimately you might need to partner with the trichologist or find a good trichologist in your area to do that, because a lot of this stuff is not sold online. Like, you know, they have different things that they have us sign. As a trichologist, we cannot resell their products on Amazon. So, you know, a lot of Amazon babies, we like to go on Amazon and think we can find everything.
Guilty.
Yes. So in this case, you generally will not be able to find that product. You will have to go to a specialist.
Okay, did everyone hear Supernaturals? Listen, did you guys hear what Chelsea Mitchell said? There are products that trichologists or hair restoration specialists, that they are the only ones who have exclusivity to these products, meaning they can't resell them. You can't find them on, in Target, Walmart, Amazon. No shade to any of those places, okay? No shade to any of those places, but you can't find them anywhere. You have to partner with the hair restoration specialist. You have to. And they have special solutions that can detox that scalp. I mean, it can like pull out stuff from your childhood, like things that you've been going through back in the day. It could like, it could detox you of that broken relationship. Girl, you're going to see that hair grow back, honey.
Now, yes. There is apple cider vinegar, I guess, and bentonite clay. I mean, I've used that in the past, but I found that, you know, you have to look, you may have to, I guess, and that's another thing, you have to go to a trichologist. Maybe you could try it. You know, you could, like, all right, I put my ACV rinse on my head and go to the trichologist and let her look you underneath the scope, because we have different scopes, and let her look underneath the scope to see if it really cleared it up. That's the only way you can really tell. Probably.
I love that. So there is a way to see if you've actually clarified your scalp. Okay. So you don't have to.
Dermoscopy.
Right. A dermoscopy. So listen, a dermoscopy is a way to confirm that you've detoxed and unclogged your scalp. Okay. Yeah. So that is a good way. So listen, guys, there's no other way to do this. I know everyone wants to just do DIY stuff at home all day, but while that's okay for maintenance, please pair with the hair restoration specialist, especially if you're dealing with hair loss, so that they can really confirm for you if you're on the right track. And shameless plug, if you don't know where to find a hair restoration specialist in your area, please visit us at hairscriptsapp.com so you can find adult trichologists, dermatologists, and hair restoration specialists that specialize in skin and hair of color, honey. Anyway, so back to you. Now, I know we told people that we were going to talk about length retention, because that's something that people really care about, right? It's like we have this plateau. Girl, I'm growing my hair, and it stops dead center right here. It just don't pass that. Wow. What can we do to actually, first of all, why does it plateau? And is there a way to get our hair to grow past that plateau?
Well, actually, some of this has to do with your genetics. You're going to have to go to God on that one. Okay. Because take it up to the Lord in prayer. Okay. So anyways, pretty much with the, it depends on how long you're staying within the antigen. I believe I might be getting some of these terms confused. So I believe it depends on how long you're staying in some of the growth stages of the hair cycles. And that has a lot to do with your own genetics. However, what you can do, you can probably use more growth aids that are effective in those times so that your hair can grow to the maximum amount. And also, as far as length retention, you may want to moisturize every 2 to 3 times a week. And then with a water-based solution, and then put any type of oils. I kind of do like that lock thing that they created years ago. I think it's like, yeah, I think it's with the oil, the cream,
leave-in oil. Yeah, leave-in oil and then cream, right?
Yes, I kind of like that.
Use the LCO, which is the leave-in cream and then oil to kind of just seal it.
Yeah, I guess whatever one, lock or look hold, whatever one you want to use.
Yeah, yeah. LCO, yeah.
As long as working for your hair, and then also with the lymph retention, there are different types of cuticle strands. Some people have a high porosity and low porosity. So with the low, with the pores, because see, I have low porosity hair as well in certain areas, because I have, like what you're saying, the multicultural thing going on. So with the low porosity, you have to be able to find things that are, I know grapeseed is one that's supposed to work well. I believe avocado. There are certain oils that can work for your specific hair type, and you may have to go to a track. Look, now they do have some hair tests online that you can do. I know you can look on YouTube to find out the porosity of your hair so that you're able to retain the correct, you know, to get the most highest moisture retention for you.
So you dropped a lot of bombs, a lot of gems, and I just want to make sure that I go back and just reiterate them just in case anyone missed them. So number one is based on genetics. So if it don't grow past a certain length or it can't after you've tried everything that we're going to share, take that up with God, with Jesus or whoever you
make it pray. Put some palm oil on that hair.
Right. Just don't get mad, but take it up with him or her. Whoever
you pray. It's true because like in my family, my mother's side, they have the Creole and the Indian in our family. We have black women that can sit on their hair. That, you know, and then there's other individuals who hair only will grow maybe mid-back. So that
Right. So enjoy the skin and the length that you're in, but just make sure that it's healthy, okay? If you don't have bob length hair, let that be the dopest bob length hair that you have. Don't nobody have better bob length hair than you. You gotta be the best bob length hair, okay? Yeah. So you said number one, but then number two, you said there are certain things that you can do to really take advantage of that anagen phase, right? And for those of you who don't know, the anagen phase is the growth phase in the cycle, in the hair growth cycle, right? There's three phases. The anagen is when your hair is deciding like, yeah, I wanna grow. Like I'm on some, you know, I'm getting my booty big, right, for summertime. That's the anagen phase, when you just on growth mode. So what can we do? Can you name one thing that we can do to really, like really enhance or optimize that anagen phase?
I would say make sure to purchase a great growth oil serum and make sure you're getting those follicles unclogged like we talked about earlier. And also performing scalp massages maybe 2 times a week. I even like the fact, the one that you kind of can rest your head. I forgot what it's called. I think it's inadverted type of scalp massages. So you're getting the blood flow to come to the scalp.
Yeah. The reason I did that is because you're the second person in one day that talks about these scalp massages. Our first guest was a board certified dermatologist who confirmed that there is clinical data that supports the fact that massages actually do work. So I'm about to find me a place in my area because I'm going to get me once a week, a nice scalp massage. I can't do it myself. I'm just too, let me tell you something. I'm too anxious. Is my hair growing? Like, I'm like, is it growing yet? And I'm too frustrated. And then I'm just doing more harm than good. So a person like me, I just need to go make it a self-care thing. So make this your new self-care thing, ladies. Get your scalp massage. Don't do it yourself. Let your man do it, okay? Let him take his time and just really get in the nooks and crannies. And if you like me and you ain't got a man, then schedule you a massage therapy session with Consuela or whoever you want to get your massages with, okay?
They have scalp massages online, too.
Oh, that you can follow on YouTube, showing you how to do it?
No, scalp massagers on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. And there are some manipulations that in some of my videos I talk about hitting some of the meridian points. Some of this stuff can be done at home, but I think it's best, like you said, to let somebody else do it.
If you like me, because I'm the type of person that I just want to, you know, I'm the type of person that works out, right? And then after my workout, I'm like, but I don't see it. I don't see the results. Like, I want to see the results the same day, you know, the same minute. So I'm just like vigorously going ham. And you're like, you're overworking yourself, you're fatiguing your body, and you're not really getting the results because you want to see results the first day. So just make it a self-care thing. Don't even worry about the results. Just make it a, I love how these massages feel. And over time, you're going to start to see the results. So ladies, length retention, right? You want to unclog your pores. You want to pray to God. You want to just accept what it is. And you want to do certain things. Now, you said moisturize. That's the last one you mentioned.
Yes.
Twice weekly, you said.
Yes, 2 to 3 times a week. Anytime, I would say when you first starting off, anytime that your hair feels dry. So
How do you do that? Because there's a lot of theories out there.
You can kind of just feel your hair. If it has a coarseness, if it doesn't feel moist, then you probably need, especially if you're dealing with damaged or dry hair, you may have to keep redoing that. And definitely go with a cosmetologist to get a protein and conditioner, because you do need to do a moisturizer conditioner and a protein conditioner. You need to alternate them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So for the moisture, let's talk about the moisture really quickly. How do we moisten our hair? So it's, for me, I'm a low porosity girl, so I'm always dry, right? But I'm lazy too. So I'll slap everything in a bun for like 2 weeks. And then I have like shedding that's this big. Okay. So, you know, so how do I moisten my hair? Do I just wet it with water? What am I doing to moisten my hair 2 to 3 times weekly?
Say, and that is the thing, and, you know, definitely being a lady of color, we have to deal with the fact that our hair is going to swell. And that, and, you know, so you have to apply water or leave-in conditioner. You know, maybe you might not have to fully saturate it, but it needs to be have a certain amount of dampness to the hair. It doesn't have to be sopping wet, but it does need to have some type of enough water in the hair to kind of feel it. Yeah, it needs to be kind of damp. And then after that, then you can apply some of your cream, your oils, and then you can do the cream or you know, shea butter. I like shea butter too. Shea
butter. I'm glad that you said that. I'm really one of those people who are guilty of, you know, after my first 2 or 3 days of a nice wash and go and it's nice and curly and big, then once it's done, I just throw that sucker in a bun and call it a protective style.
I know, because right? Here in the back is not getting moisturized.
Right. And then be super mad when I wash it and it's like a whole yawn ball of hair. Like, so I'm glad I'm learning. Listen, for those of you who don't know, you know, I'm not the expert. This is why I bring experts to the table so that they can give you the tea. And not only you, but me. So I want to learn all the strategies too, because I'm tired of being here. And then every time I'm like, oh, I got to go clip my ends. I got to clip my ends. I got to clip my ends when I start seeing fallout. And it's not even that. It's just that, sis, you're not doing nothing in between washes. Like, let's stop. So listen, I want you to tell people where, one last thing before you go. I know that you're formulating your own chemical-free hair loss products right now, wellness for hair loss and wellness products. I know that it's still pending, but talk a little bit about your products and, you know, kind of your story about your products.
So pretty much it started off a couple of years back. I've actually been making products for the last couple of years in my as a cosmetologist to help my different clients deal with a lot of different scalp conditions. But I took it up a notch when I started to deal with some of my own different health problems. And I had started to develop symptoms of what they call multiple chemical sensitivity. So with that, it was like everything that I would put on me that had like chemicals in it or a lot of different chemicals, I would start to get reactions. I was, I was getting a lot of headaches. Like I could put one thing on my head and I get a headache that lasts for like a whole 45 minutes. Okay. Yeah. So with that, I started to realize it is something with this toxic world. It's a lot. I know I hate to sound like.
I know. It's the truth.
And so from that point, I learned a lot about the toxic load on the body and that that's the importance of lowering our toxic load. And I thought I was doing pretty good. But I guess because the environment that I worked in, where there were like 20 or 30 other stylists. So I guess I was breathing in after I had cleansed my body. I was breathing a lot of the chemicals on a day-to-day basis, which was contributing to too much toxicity in my body. So then that's when I started to design the growth oils. And then I was starting to see so many clients had hair loss problems, and a lot of them could never find a remedy. And I used to, it was one brand that I used to like. I used to buy their products years ago. And I said that one day I was going to have my own product line or growth oil. So I had started developing my own. And then with the pan, and I've tried it out on a lot of my clients, never had no bad reactions, anything like that. So I've, you know, we pretty much been trying it out on products probably for like the last 5 years or so. And then when the pandemic came, that's when I took it up another notch, because a lot of people, they were afraid to come out of the house, and they still had these scalp conditions where they were starting to get the seborrheic dermatitis and just psoriasis and things like that. And so I had to start. You know, it was like a grassroots. I'm like, oh, Lord, got to find some bottles.
Right.
Go to the Dollar General. Then, I mean, eventually I found a company that I work with that supplies my stuff, and I'm going to keep upgrading the actual the bottles. So that's pretty much it. But as far as the product line.
What's the new growth oil?
Oh, the Creole Miracle Drops. That's one of the favorite, the best one. There are other products as well, Scalp Biotics. That's for inflammation. The Creole Miracle Drops is for DHT. So fighting off the DHT, a lot of different herbs. They're pretty much like tinctures.
Then tell the Supernaturals really quickly, what's DHT and why it's important to fight it?
It's a hormone that is produced within the body, especially if you have high cortisol levels. And it generally happens when Some people, they are more sensitive. They start develop this process earlier than others, but it has to do a lot with hormones. So that's why eventually I became a holistic practitioner too as well, so that we can start to help our clients to balance out their system. But yes, but with that hormone, it starts to get out of whack, and then it actually produces the hair, the thing that the aging that's causing the hair loss.
And so your miracle, your Crayol Miracle Drops is doing what to the DHT specifically?
Well, there are different type of herbs and that have studies that have been shown to help reduce DHT. And those are the different ingredients that I use within that product.
Yeah. Perfect. So listen, Chelsea, it was such a pleasure having you on our podcast. You were just fun. You know, I love to have a fun guest on the show. So tell the Supernaturals where they can find you, and at what point, where can they find your products, especially these miracles?
They're already online, purevirginmaine.com. I know I had to upgrade since the pandemic, okay? So
that's a good problem.
I know, Pure Virgin Maine, P-U-R-E, Virgin, and then Maine, M-A-N-E.com. Also, you can find me on Instagram, Maine Attractions with a Z. YouTube, I do got a long YouTube name. I may need to change it one day, okay? I did it for marketing reasons. I do know about SEO. So I did Maine Attractions in Bowie, Maryland. So that's my name.
Okay.
And if you probably, maybe you just Google the Weave Doctor, DMV Weave Doctor, that'll come up. And I'm also, I think I named all of them. Yep. And Facebook.
Yes.
Facebook.
Chelsea Mitchell, thank you so much. Ladies, if you have scarring alopecia or think you have scarring alopecia, AKA meaning that you have a clean scalp, you know, and you've been told that you can't grow any more hair, or you haven't for many years, there are options for you to release that inner baddie, be the best you with a bald head, you know, or with a piece on your hair. Ain't nobody gonna tell you nothing, okay? Check out the DMV Weave Doctor for an alternative if you're in that area. And thank you so much, Chelsea Mitchell.
All right, thank you. It was a pleasure.